जी, थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी, आई हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू यू प्रभु जी. हरे कृष्णा.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. I'm sorry for being a little late. First time in my life, I was trying to do a PowerPoint presentation and I think I failed miserably. So can I share my screen?
Yes, I'll give you the co-host. Okay.
Look at Chaitanya. Madhuri, chapter 4, Andheri, the first verse, no?
Yeah. Was it chapter 3?
Chapter 3, okay.
Chapter 3.
Glories of Haridas.
Chapter 3.1.
Yes, 3.1.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm ready whenever you're ready. Should I start?
Yes, Prabhuji. Mataji, just say the announcement.
Sure, Mataji. Hare Krishna. I welcome all the devotees to our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call of our Chaitanya Charitamrita. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji on call with us to enlighten on the topic of Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela 3.1 onwards. Hare Krishna Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining this session and giving us this Chaitanya Charitamrita Nectar, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much. We can start now. So, we'll start with one small Vaishnava bhajan. I will not speak for more than 1 hour, short class. So, we'll start with Vaishnava bhajan. We can sing Gauranga Bolite Habe. Gauranga Bolite Habe. Pulaka sharira hari hari bolite nayane babenira gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira hari hari bolite nayane babenira Ara tabe nitai chande koruna hoibe samsara vasana mora kabe kochhabe ishaya chhadiya kabe shuddha habe mana kabe hamahe Shri Vrindavana Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bhujabo Se Yugala Piriti Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mora Asha Prathana koroye sada narottam dasa Prathana koroye sada narottam dasa Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira Hari hari bolite nayane babenira Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shri Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, dear devotees. I hope that all of you had a very ecstatic Shri Radhashtami yesterday. And today, very happy to start the chapter, new chapter, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Antya Leela, chapter number 3, entitled The Glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. Wow, what a chapter. And we'll be doing the first verse today. Thank you, Priti Vilasini Mataji, for giving me this opportunity to be with all of you and try to render some humble service. We'll start with our... Yes, Mataji?
What class is this?
Oh, isn't this Chaitanya Charitamrita class?
I don't know.
Am I in the wrong room?
Hare Krishna, sorry, you're in the right group. There's just a kid who has logged in. That's okay. You can listen. Prabhu is going to speak very nicely on Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur. Okay? You can listen.
Hare Krishna. Bacha. So we will start. So in this bhajan that we sang of Narottamas Thakur, the last verse which we repeated twice was Prarthana Koro Ye Sada Narottama Dasa. Now, dear friends, we are starting Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit Antya Leela chapter 3, first verse, and it begins with a prarthana, it begins with a prayer, Vandeham Shri Guru. So let us chant our Mangalacharan and then we will dive into the verse.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tuse Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Verse number 1 of chapter 3,
అంత్యలీలా శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత బై శ్రీల కృష్ణదాస్ కవిరాజ్ గోస్వామి మహారాజ్. వందేహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీ రూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. This verse is composed by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. He is introducing this verse, Glories of Haridas Thakur, with this prayer, Prarthana. This is the Mangalacharan for this chapter. The prayer, Mangalacharan prayer, prayer to invoke all blessings and auspiciousness. So, there are 9 limbs of devotional service as expounded by Srila Prahlad Maharaj. శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాద సేవనం అర్చనం వందనం సం సాఖ్యం ఆత్మ నివేదనం. అవుట్ ఆఫ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఇస్ వందనం. వందనం ఆల్సో మీన్స్ ఆఫరింగ్ ప్రేయర్స్, ఆఫరింగ్ గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆర్ ప్రేయర్స్. సో ప్రేయర్స్ ఆర్ అ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్. In fact, Krishna consciousness means a life of prayer. That's all it means. A life of prayer. That is Krishna consciousness. Prayer. Because prayer, what is prayer? Prayer is our connection with Guru and Krishna. It is through prayer that we are connected with Guru and Krishna. So prayers are very vital to our spiritual life. So let us talk about prayers today. Let us talk about prarthana, because this one verse that we are discussing today is a prarthana, is a prayer, the invocation prayer before Kaviraj Goswami enters the narration of the glories of Haridas Thakur in this chapter. So let me see. So I thought this presentation I will not be able to do without screen share. So I tried something first time. I've never done this before. So please bear with me. So Prithvi Vilasini Mataji, I wanted to share this presentation with you. I made it on my iPhone. But yes. It didn't give me option how to share it. So now should I click on screen?
Yes, screen.
Okay, so should I do start broadcast from my iPhone?
Yeah, you can start. I've not tried, but you can start. It should come. Screen, yes, it will come. It will come. I've tried once. Yeah, go ahead, Prabhu.
Okay. Start. Can you see? Huh, can you see now? Can you hear me?
No, it is broadcasting Zoom. Everything on your screen, including... Good. Now, open your presentation now on the screen.
Can you see 10 types of prayers?
Yes, perfect. It's on. It's on. Good.
Now, how do I do full screen? No.
No.
But can you see?
Yes, I can see. What you can do is full screen.
Krishna Prabhu.
Options on top. Yes, Prabhu.
Play on the top. Just click on the play icon on the top. It will run in the full screen.
Very nice. Yeah.
Present on this device?
No. On top, Prabhu is saying there's a play icon. Yeah.
Yes. Hari Bol. So, this is Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. Today is the 26th, right? 26th of August. And we are going to discuss prayers, Prarthana. So, we just saw this Prarthana. Vandeham Shri Guru. So, my dear devotees, dear friends, prayers are of different types, and there is a science behind praying. Prayer is a science, and our acharyas explain this. There is a great devotee called Haridas in Vaishnava Abhidhan. He has written a book called Vaishnava Abhidhan. In that, he describes these 10 types of prayers. And I heard about them first time from Bal Govind Prabhu, a very senior devotee from Pune. And he told me about the science of prayers. So today I thought we are discussing this verse, which is a prayer, Vandeham Shri Guru. So I thought let us talk about prayer. So every time we are praying, every time we are singing some bhajan or we are singing some Vaishnav Geet or some aarti, which is also a prayer, then we can immediately understand what is the mood behind this prayer or this ashtakam or this bhajan and we can immediately get into that mood so that we can actually offer a prayer from our heart in the right mood and thereby please Guru and Krishna and also derive spiritual benefit. So there are 10 types of prayers, my dear friends. Let us see one by one. So first type of prayer is samprarthanatmika prayer. Prarthana. Samprarthanatmika. So sam means samyak rupena, means full, with full concentration. And prarthana means prayer. So samprarthanatmika is the most simplest type of prayer. The meaning is very straightforward. It is just a prayer of glorification. Glorifying Krishna. Glorifying Krishna is called samprarthanatmika prayer. So glorifying Krishna through different moods of devotion. For example, Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. You see how there is just simple glorification of Krishna. Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Parama Krishna. You are eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Sat, Chit, Ananda, Vigraha. You are a person. You have a form. You are not impersonal. Vigraha. Anadir. You don't have any cause. You don't have any origin. Adir, Govinda. You are the original person, O Govinda. And you are Sarva Karana Karanam. You are the cause of all causes. There are so many causes in this world. Immediate cause, instrumental cause, but you are the ultimate cause of everything. Hare Krishna. Glorification. Then Kunti Maharani's prayer. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Kunti Maharani is simply offering prayers to Krishna. O Krishna, O Vasudev, O son of Devaki, O son of Nanda Maharaj. My obeisances to you. Namo Pankaja Nabhaya, Namo Pankaja Maline, Namo Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankaja Angraye. O lotus navel lord, O one who wears the lotus garland, lotus eyed lord, and your feet are also soft like the lotus flower and beautiful, beautiful feet. There are some entities who are very beautiful, like the peacock. Very, very beautiful, very graceful, very colorful. But you look at the feet of a peacock, very ugly, very scaly and dry. Krishna is not like that. How about our feet? We have to wash our socks every day. Otherwise, the feet will smell. If we touch our feet to somebody, it's an aparad, it's an offense. Immediately, we have to touch with the right hand and touch to our head and beg forgiveness. But Krishna's feet are not like that. The devotees, we carry Krishna's feet on our head in the form of our Gopichandan Tilak or Radhakunda Tilak, Vaishnava Tilak. So Krishna's feet are lotus, very beautiful. And then the prayer that we sing before every Bhagavatam class. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Just simple glorification. Jai Jaikar. All glories to my Lord. All victory to my Lord. I am attacked by all these anarthas. May my Lord be victorious in my war against lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, false ego. Jai, jai, jai. All glories to the Lord. May the Lord be victorious. May the Lord be victorious. All glories to the Lord. That is our mood. Whereas the demons, they want to kill the Lord. Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna. He tried so many times to kill Krishna. Hiranyaksha also, Hiranyakashipu, they were on a mission to kill Krishna, to kill Vishnu. Devotees are not like that. Devotees are Jai Radha Madhav. Radha Madhav, we want you to be together on that swing in the swing festival. We want you to be together on that boat in the boat festival. My dear Radha Krishna, we want you together. We will offer you nice bhoga to enjoy. We'll fan you. We'll play nice music, sing nice melodious songs for your pleasure. We want you to be happy together. Jai Radha Madhav. And then glorification of Krishna's Gocharan Leela, Govardhan Dharan Leela, how he is Yashodanandan, Gopijana Vallabh, like that. Simple. So this is Samprarthanatmika Prarthana, prayer. Just glorifying the Lord. That's the first type, okay? I wanted to write the definition in short, but I just ran out of the time. I finished this presentation at 11:01 a.m. Eastern time. That's why I was late. Then there is Swa Dainya Bodhika Prarthana, the second type. Swa means oneself. Dainya means humility. And Bodhika means to express. So Swa Dainya Bodhika Prarthana, prayer that expresses one's humility, genuinely from the heart. Example, Gauranga Karuna Koro Dinahina Jane Mosama Patita Prabhu Nahitri Bhuvane. Gauranga Karuna Koro. Oh Gauranga Mahaprabhu, please be merciful. To who? Dinahina Jane. To the fallen souls. All right. You want me to be merciful to the fallen souls? Where should I start? Mosama Patita Prabhu Nahitri Bhuvane. Oh my Lord, if you look at the three worlds, upper planetary systems, the earthly planet and the lower planetary systems, you will not find somebody more sinful, more fallen than me. Dainya bhav. This is humility. Expressing one's humility genuinely, not just lip service, not just mukhe bole baba, not just lip service, but genuinely. To genuinely see the greatness of Krishna, to see the greatness of Krishna's eternal associates, their devotion, and naturally feeling humble. I have wasted my life. I'm such a rascal. I'm so fallen. I have no devotion. Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babe Neera. The tears are not coming out. Tears are not coming out from my eyes. I'm so fallen. Even in the second verse of Sri Chaitanya Shikshashtakam, this Dainya Bhav is Swa Dainya Bodhika. It's a prarthana. How is it? Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kalaha etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva midrisham miha janina anuraga. Oh my Lord, you're so merciful. I may get bored chanting just one name. Krishna, 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 Krishna. So you have given a variety of names. Now I can sing different names. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama Gopala Govindaram Shri Madhusudana Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohana. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I have got these beautiful names to chant. And you have invested all your shakti, not some shakti, sarva shakti, tatra arpita. You have invested all your power in your names. All the powers of our Tribhanga, Shama Sundar Shri Krishna. All the powers of Dwarkadhish Krishna, who can defeat the many, many Akshavini army of Jarasandha in a matter of few hours. All those powers of Raghupati Shri Ram. All the powers of Ugra Narasimha Bhagwan with his Shodasha Bahu, 16 arms are there in the sweet Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sarva Shakti, Tatra Arpita. And okay, all powers are there, many names are there, available, very good, very good. Are there any rules and regulations? Niyamita Smarane Na Kalaha. You can take these names, remember these names anytime, anywhere. Wow, what facility. Aho bhagyam, what good fortune. No. But Swa Dainya Bodhika Prarthana. No, but I don't have good fortune. In fact, I am unfortunate. Oh, why is that? Why you are unfortunate? So much facility has been given. Na Anurag. What to do? Durdaiva, I am unfortunate. Durdaiva, because na anurag, I don't have taste. What to do if chappan bhog is kept in front of you, but there is no hunger, there is no appetite? What to do? Sometimes our patients are so sick. They have got cancer, cachexia. They have got severe muscle wasting, weight loss, malnutrition because of cancer. They are in the last stages of cancer. We see something called as cancer cachexia. They have become very thin. They lose their strength, muscle mass, body fat, everything. And you give them nice diet, they will not touch it because there is no appetite. The plate is there in front of them, but no appetite. Then we have to give them appetite stimulants in a attempt to improve their nutrition. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying our condition is like that. These holy names are served to us in Kali Yuga. They are all powerful. No rules and regulations. Remember the names anytime. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But what to do? So much is given, but nobody wants to take it. There is no taste. There is no appetite. Na anurag. And because I am so fallen, no taste for the holy names. Therefore, immediately in the next verse, naturally it comes. Trinadapi suni chena tarori vasahishnuna. Amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. How do I get taste in chanting? How can I chant all the time? Oh, this humility that you are feeling now because you don't have taste, maintain that humility. In fact, go deeper in your humility. Trinadapi sunichena taroriva sahishnuna amani na mana dena kirtaniya sadahari. Then you can chant always. So this is the example. How beautiful. See, our prayers are so scientific. Another Suvadhyanyatmika prayer is Gopinath mama nivedana shuno. Oh, my dear Gopinath, please listen to my prayer. Listen to my request. Vishayi durjana. I am a sense gratifier. I am always running after objects of sense gratification. Vishayi durjana. I am not sajjana. I am durjana. And sada kamarata. I am always infected with lust. I am a lusty man. Kichu nahi mora guna. I don't have any good qualities. Gopinath. Amara bharasa tumi. You are my only hope. You are my only shelter. Tomara charane loinu sharana. Therefore, I take shelter at your lotus feet. Tomara king kora ami. I am your servant. Ainanda tanuja king karam. Patitam ma vishame bhavambudho. Kripaya tava pada pankajastita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Consider me to be a speck of dust at your lotus feet. What has happened to me? I have fallen down in this ocean of material existence. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam maam. Patitam means to fall down. Patitam maam vishame bhavam budho. I have fallen in this ocean of sense gratification. So this is a type 2. Swadainya bodhika prarthana. Or swadainya atmika prarthana. And third is mana shiksha. Where the mind becomes a disciple. And we start talking to the mind. Start telling the mind. That's mana shiksha. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jivha vegam, udaro pastha vegam, etan vegan, yo vishaye tadhira, sarvam apimam, prithivim sashishyat. So these are instructions to the mind. So this is called mana shiksha prarthana. It's a prayer. But it's a bodh, it's a instruction to the mind. Bhajahur, example, Bhajahure mana Srinanda Nandana Bhaya Charanara Vindare Durlabha Manava Janama Satsange. You're telling the mind, come on, my mind, Bhajahure mana, come on, mind, mana shiksha, come on, mind, don't cheat me. Don't trick me. Don't give me reasons not to wake up and do Brahma Murta Japa. Come on, mind. Don't find reasons to fight with devotees. Don't see faults in devotees. Come on, don't criticize devotees. My dear mind, think of Krishna instead. Think of the great Vaishnava Acharyas instead. Do you have nothing else to think? You're thinking about the faults and defects of the devotees? Rascal mind. Rascal mind. That is mana shiksha. Third type of prayer. Vaja ore mana. Durlabha manava janama. This human birth is rare. Come on, wake up. Wake up, mind. Wake up. Don't waste time. Another example is our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada writes, Dushta mana tumi kishera Vaishnava. Dushta man, wicked mind. Wicked mind, what type of Vaishnava do you think you are? Pratishtharatare nirjanera ghare tava hari nama kevala kaitava. You are going to a secluded place, nirajana ghare, tava hari nama, and you are chanting hari nama. You are a cheater. Why? Because pratishtharatare. You are doing this to get pratishtha. So the devotees will think you are very great. Ha 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 ha, what nam ruchi. Kishera Vaishnava, what kind of Vaishnava are you? Dushtaman. Wicked mind. That is instructions to the mind. Very, very important. Na? Instructions to the mind. We have to talk to our mind. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, uncontrolled mind is the greatest enemy. We are living with the enemy. We are sleeping with the enemy. So we have to change this enemy into a friend by training it. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, 100 canes in the morning and 100 chappals in the evening. You have to slap the mind. What is the meaning of this caning and slapping the mind? It means not to listen to the instigations and provocations of the mind, but to listen to the spiritual intelligence that we get from our Hari Guru and Shastras. That is Mana Shiksha. Very, very important. Our mind is like a wild animal. We should not take it lightly. There was a case in Las Vegas where there was a famous man, entertainer. He had a pet lion, and he would do various shows with that lion, and he would perform in 5-star hotels in Las Vegas, in the casinos, and very, very rich people would pay a lot of money to see his lion show. This was a couple of decades ago, not in the distant past, but just, you know, around the turn of the century. And he was performing in Las Vegas, and suddenly that lion went back to his wild instinct and he attacked the performer, the entertainer, his master, during a show in a hotel in front of so many people. And he almost ripped him to death. He was severely injured. Why? Because the lion is a wild animal. Just because it is performing for you year after year, month after month, day after day, don't lower your guard. Don't think that the mind is now completely controlled. Don't think that the lion has become a domestic animal like a cow. No. The lion is a lion. You have to be on guard. If you let your guard down, he will attack you. Similarly, our mind is our enemy. A mind is like a wild animal. Never become too familiar with the mind. Never become chalta hai. Never become complacent with the mind. Therefore, very important to be careful with money. We have to be very careful with money when we are collecting donations for Janmashtami, Bhadra Purnima, collecting money for Bhagavatam sets. You have to be very careful with the opposite sex when you are dealing. We should never become very casual. Arey, now I know this Mataji, chalta hai. It's okay. I know, you know, she's like my mother or she's like my sister.
We lost your voice, Prabhu. You may Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you may want to join again. I think his connection is weak. He'll probably join again. I've sent him a message. No one else can hear him, right?
Yes, Mataji. We cannot hear.
Okay. Prabhu, you...
No, Mataji.
Yeah. Prabhuji, yeah, long time back when you were talking.
Hare Krishna. Can everybody hear me now?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Sorry. I don't know how I lost all of you. Okay. Only the host can share this meeting. Can you give me the
ability? Yes, in a second. Yes. Okay. You're ready, Prabhuji.
Okay. So share. Broadcast. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Now, everybody can see?
Mm-hmm. It's still prepping, preparing. Yeah.
Now, what do you see?
Yeah, it's still preparing. Yeah, now I see the screen. You can open the PowerPoint. And
Vilapatmika Prarthana?
Yeah, it's picking up, Prabhu.
Prarthana, do you see? Okay, just tell me when you can see.
Yes.
Now you can see?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, so what I was telling here is we have to be very careful with the mind. It is like a wild animal. We control it and it behaves itself and then we can become very complacent. Okay, now the mind is under control. But like a wild animal, he can attack anytime. Did you hear about the Las Vegas story of the entertainer?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, so now we go to 4. So third type was mana shiksha, instructing to the mind. The mind becomes a disciple. And now in fourth type of prayer is vilapatmika prarthana. Vilap. Vilap means lamentation, sorrow, deep pain in the heart. Vilap. So this prayer, you are expressing your vilap, your lamentation, your great sorrow, your heartbreak. You are praying to Krishna with a broken heart. That is vilapatmika prarthana. Example is Jayanilo prema dhana koruna prachur heno prabhu kotha gela acharya thakur. Narottam Das Thakur is weeping. He's crying in Keturigram when he got the news that his Srinivas Acharya had gone to Vrindavan and he will never come back. He has left this world. My Srinivas Acharya, Acharya Thakur, you have gone. Where have you gone? He's lamenting. That is vilap. To cry in separation from Krishna. Another example is Madhavendra Puri in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit. Ai Dina Dayardra Nath He Mathura Nath Kadavalokya Se Hridayam Tvadaloka Kataram Daita Brahmyati Kim Karomyaham. It is said that in all the Vedic literature, in all the verses that have ever been composed, this verse, which was spoken by Srimati Radharani herself, is the crest jewel of all verses. This verse is the most profound prayer in the Vedic literature. And it is a velapatmika prarthana. A prayer that expresses great lamentation in separation from Krishna or the devotees of Krishna. Ai Dina Dayardra Nath. Srimati Radharani is addressing Shri Krishna as Dina Dayardra Nath. He is the Lord of the fallen. And he is very merciful, Dayardra. He is an ocean of mercy. My Radhanath, my Gopinath. Mathuranath. But Radhanath, Mathuranath, Radhanath has become Mathuranath. Vrindavannath has now become Mathuranath. He has left Vrindavan and gone to Mathura. Mathuranath. Kadavalokya say, when will I see you? Hridayam tvad aloka kataram. Aloka tvad aloka kataram. Because I am not able to see you. Aloka, I am not able to see you. Tvad aloka hridayam kataram. My heart is breaking, my heart is broken, my heart is pierced by the lance of separation from you. And in this great lamentation, in this great vilap, Radharani's vilap, Brahmyati, I'm completely bewildered. Kim karomyam, what should I do now? What should I do? This is lamentation. So vilapatmika prarthana, my dear friends, are prayers offered from the heart when there is deep pain, when the heart is broken, like Narottam Das Thakur or Madhavendra Puri, Srimati Radharani. So we go to type number 5. Can everybody hear still?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Type 5. We have 10 to cover and we have only 15 minutes now. So Vaishnav Mahima Prakashika Prarthana. Vaishnav Mahima Prakashik. The Prarthana, the prayer that reveals or demonstrates the glory of Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord. That is the fifth type of prayer. Example, E Barokaruna Koro Vaishnava Gosai Patita Pavana Toma Bineke Honai. E Barokaruna Koro, oh my dear Vaishnava Gosai, please be merciful to me. Why? Because you are Patita Pavan. You are the deliverer of the fallen souls. Jaharani kate gele papa dure jai emona doyal prabhu keba kotha pai. Vaishnava Thakur, you are so great that anybody who goes near you, Jaharani kate gele papa dure jai, you are so powerful that sins run away. When somebody approaches you, oh Vaishnava Thakur, oh Vaishnava Gosai, emona doyala prabhu keba kotha pai, where will I find such a merciful personality as you, oh Vaishnava Thakur, oh Vaishnava Gosai. We can sing this prayer to any great devotee who has helped us tremendously, any pure devotee, our Guru Maharaj, our Guru Gan. We can offer this prayer to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, anyone, any Vaishnava Thakur. Another example is Devkinandan Prabhu, who previously was Gopala Chapal. When he was reformed after taking initiation from a disciple of Nityananda Prabhu called Purushottam, then Gopala Chapal became Devakinandan. Mahaprabhu forgave him at Kulia. and gave him Krishna Prem. And then all his life, he was just glorifying devotees. So he wrote this bhajan. Vrindavana vasi jata vaishnavera gana prathame vandana kori sabara charana. Devakirandan Prabhu is saying in his Vaishnav Mahima Prakashika Prarthana, the prayer glorifying the devotees of the Lord, he's saying, Vrindavana Vasi Jata. All the devotees who live in Vrindavan, they are very, very great Vaishnavas. Vaishnava Ergana. Prathame, first of all, as I begin this bhajan, first of all, Prathame Vandana Kori Sabara Charana. I offer my respects at the lotus feet of all the Vrindavan devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nila chala vasi jata Mahaprabhur gana bhumite podiya vandan sabara charana. And then all the devotees in Nila chal dham, Sarabhama Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Govinda, Kashishwar, Gopinath Acharya, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, all these great, great, great devotees, Haridas Thakur. Bhumite podiya vanda sabara charana. I fall on the ground and I take the dust from your feet. Because Devakirandan Prabhu is thinking they should not feel offended that first I offered obeisances to the Vrindavan Vasis. So Vrindavan Vasis, sabara charana, I'm offering my vandan. But for Nilachal, bhumite podiya vanda sabara charana. Let there not be any misunderstanding. So, very, very sweet attitude. He's glorifying the devotees. Vaishnav Mahima. That was five. Glorify the devotees. That is a prayer. Authentic prayer to glorify devotees. Type six. This is similar, but this is Guru Vaishnav Vidnyapti Rupa Prarthana. What is the form? What is the rupa of this prarthana, of this prayer? That it is Guru Vaishnav Vidnyapti. It is a prayer at the feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. It is a submission at the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. Vidnyapti means submission. Example, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Koro Ei Dase Trinapekha Atihina. Oh my dear Gurudev, give me a drop of your mercy. I am your Das. That attitude. I am just speaking fast because we are running out of time. That is attitude. Another example is, Oh he Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sagara Edase Koruna Kori. Oh Vaishnava Thakur, you are ocean of mercy, daya. Please give a drop, Kripa Bindu. Please give a drop of mercy to your servant. That is me. Edase Koruna Kori. Diyapada chaya shodohe amaya tomara charana dhori. I am holding on to your lotus feet. Please give me shelter in the cooling shade of your lotus feet. So it's a submission at the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. Guru Dev Kripa Bindu Diya or Ohe Vaishnava Thakura Doyana Sagara Edase Koruna Kori. This is Guru Vaishnava Vidnyapti Rupa Prarthana. Then we go to the seventh type of prarthana, my dear friends. Prayer. Shri Dhamavas. Lipsatmika prarthana. Lipsatmika means to express one's desire. What is the desire? Shri Dhamavas. Mamastu Vrindavana Eva Vasa. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur, that's an example of Shri Dhamavas. Lipsatmika prarthana. Prayer to Krishna. Then I want to stay in your dham. Na yoga siddhir na mamastu moksho vaikuntha loke pina parshadatvam prema pina syaditi chetaram tu mamastu vrindavana eva vasa. Mamastu vrindavana eva vasa. I just want to live in Vrindavan dham. Another example is Vrindavana Ramya Sthana Divya Chintamani Dhama Ratana Mandira Mano Hara. Oh, Vrindavan is such a beautiful place. Ramya Sthana, such an enchanting place. And every grain of dust is Chintamani stone. And then he's visualizing that there's a golden lotus with the Ashtasakhi. Tara madhe hema pitha ashtadale beshatita ashtadale pradhana naika. All the Ashtasakhis headed by Lalita Vishakha, they are there around Radha and Gopinath. And what do you see among the Ashtasakhis? Tara madhe ratna sane bosiya chendui jane shama shange shundari radhika. On a beautiful jewel throne, ratna asan, Sham and Radhika are sitting. And then he's also visualizing Rupa Manjari. O Rupa Lavanya Rashi Amiya Poriche Kasi Hasya Pari Hasya Sambhashane. This is not Aishwarya Mai Leela, where you're standing in attention. Radha and Krishna are sitting on a simhasan, and you have to salute them and you have to bow down. And no, this is Vrindavan Dham. It's a Madhuryamai Dham. There is Hasya Parihasya. They're joking. They're having fun. Actually, today I wanted to tell all of you a story. You'll tell my Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, because yesterday was Radhashtami, but I decided to do this presentation instead. So there are so many jokes in that story where Rupa Manjari, Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha Sakhi, they're joking with each other. So much fun. Even Krishna is joking with them. This is Madhuryamai Leela. And Narottamdas Thakur is praying, I want to go there. Mamastu Vrindavana Eva Vasa. Another example is Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Ami Jamuna Puline Kadamba Kanone Kiheri Musakhiyaj. Then later he says, Ami Ghare Na Jaibo Vane Probeshibo. Like that. So he's saying that I will not go home. I will go to the forest of Vrindavan. O Leela Raser Tare Tyaji Kula Laj Bhaja Braja Raj Vinoda Minati Kore. What is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Minati? What is his prayer? That I will give up Kula Laj and I will only worship Bhaja Braja Raj in Braja Dham. That is a Shri Dham Vas Lipsatmika Prarthana, type 7. Type 8. Sadhaka Deha Lalasa Suchika Prarthana. Suchika means it indicates, this Prarthana indicates what? Sadhaka Deha Lalasa. What is the hankering? The pure hankering. What is the pure desire in the Sadhaka Deha? We are all sadhakas. We are practicing bhakti, na? Sadhakas. So this is very important for us. Sadhaka Deha Lalasa. What is our lalasa? What is our desire? Srila Prabhupada said desires are most important in spiritual life. So this is Sadhaka Deha Lalasa. Example is Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Prema Latikara Mula. He's praying at the lotus feet of pure devotees that the dust from your lotus feet will make everything favorable for my bhajan, for my bhakti. This is the lalsa. His lalsa is the dust from the lotus feet. Tadera charana sebi bhakta sanebas janame hoy ye abhilash. Narottamdas Thakur is saying that those who are worshipping the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, their dust, not the dust from the lotus feet of six Goswamis, but the servants of the six Goswamis. Tadera charana sebi bhakta sanebas janame janame hoy ye abhilash. I want the association of devotees of the six Goswamis. This is sadhaka deha lalasa, a desire of a sadhak. Another example is kandiya kandiya bole ami to adham shikhaye sharanagati koro he uttam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying that I'm crying and I'm praying that please teach me sharanagati. It is so important. Bhakatera pran. It is so important for a devotee to understand Sharanagati, the six limbs of Sharanagati. I am Adhama, I am very fallen. But if you teach me Sharanagati, then I will become Uttam. Rupa Sanatana Pade Dante Trinadhori
Bhakati binoda kohe dui pada dhari kandiya bole amito adhama shikhaye sharanagati korohe uttama.
That is sadhana deha lalasamai prarthana. Then go to the ninth type. This is siddha deha lalasamai prarthana, where the devotee has swarup siddhi and he's offering prayers and vandana and glorification in his siddha deha. Siddha deha lalasa mai prarthana. Or a devotee who is very advanced is praying for a swarup siddhi, to attain siddha deha. Towards the end of his life, Ayandar Prabhu was like that. He would cry late into the night, praying for swarup siddhi. He would ask some of his god brothers, when will Radha Shyam Sundar reveal to me who I am in the spiritual world? And then towards the end, He got his swarup siddhi and he was able to enter the eternal pastimes and become Nitya Lila Pravishta. So that is Siddha Deha Lalasa, the desire to get a spiritual body and to serve Shri Radha and Krishna under the guidance of Rupa Manjari and Ananga Manjari in the spiritual world. And that is what Narottama Thakur is showing in this. Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugala Kishora Jivane Marane Gati Aro Nahi Mora Kalindira Kule Keli Kadambe Ravana Ratana Bedira Upar Bosa Bodu Jana Shama Gauri Ange Dibo Chandane Raganda Shama Radula Bokabe Heri Mukha Chandra Gathiya Malatir Mala Dibo Dohar Gale Adhare Tuliya Dibo Karpura Tambule. Look at his lalsa. Look at his desire of Narottama Thakur. Siddha Deha Lalsa. He wants to serve not in the Sadhak Deha. He wants to serve in his Manjari Swarup. Hare Krishna. He's saying, Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugala Kishore. I have no other object of love than Radha and Krishna. Jivane marane gati aro nahi mor. I don't have any other refuge in life or in death other than Radha and Krishna.
Kalindira kule keli kadambe ravana.
On the banks of Kalindi Yamuna, in a forest of kadamba trees,
ratana bedira upar bosa bodu jana.
I will lovingly seat my dear Radha Gopinath on a very beautiful, bejeweled asana. I will make them sit comfortably.
Shama Gauri.
Shama is Krishna. His dark complexion, Ghanashyam. And Gauri is the fair complexion, Srimati Radharani. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi.
Shama Gauri Ange Dibo Chandane Ragandha.
In my Manjari Swarup, I will apply, I will anoint their beautiful bodies, their blackish and golden complexion, fair complexion bodies with chandan, fragrant chandan, sandalwood, which I have myself paste, I have made with my own loving hands.
Chamaradulabo kabe heri mukha chandra.
When will in my Manjari Swarup, when will I fan them with a beautiful chamar? Chamaradulabo kabe. And Heri Mukha Chandra, and I'll look at their beautiful moon-like faces.
Gathiya malatir mala divo dohar gale.
And then I will make a garland of malati flowers. Gathiya means to make. Malatir mala. I'll make a garland of malati flowers, and then I'll make two garlands, and divo dohar gale. And I will garland both of them.
Adhare tuliya divo Karpura Tambule.
And then what will I place in their lotus mouth? I will place a very nice betel leaves with different fragrant sweet spices for them to chew on and enjoy.
తాంబూల. తులియాదిబో కర్పూర తాంబూలే. I will put some camphor also in it for the nice fragrance and refreshing taste. I will serve them as they are seated. I will fan them. I will garland them. I will put sandalwood on them, fragrant sandalwood. I will give them so much enjoyment. This is Siddha Deha Lalasamai Prarthana, my dear friends. This can be our meditation on the Nitya Leelas as we chant our Japa. Hare Krishna. Then we go to Akshepa Bodhika Prarthana. Akshepa means severe lamentation. Severe, we saw vilap. Now this is one step further. Akshepa Bodhika Prarthana, where the devotee is feeling very guilty for what he or she has done. There is deep regret and deep lamentation. And in that deep lamentation, he is praying. Like how Chitraketu Maharaj was praying. When he realized that I have wasted so much of my precious time getting married to so many queens, trying so hard for sense enjoyment, trying to get a son so I can enjoy. I have been such a bad example as a king. So then he really wanted to set things right. In that deep lamentation, Akshep, he prayed. Om Namo Narayanaya. Akshepa Bodhika Prarthana. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives examples. Vidyare Gaurave Brahmi Deshe Deshe Dhana Uparjana Kori Swajana Palana. That Vidyara Gaurave, to get the prestige with high education. Brahme Deshe Deshe, I went here and there to get my degrees, MBBS, MD, MS, MBA, MS, this and that. And also to earn wealth. Dhana Uparjana Kori Swajana Palana, to maintain my family members. Kori Eka Mane Bhulinu Tumare Hari, my dear Lord Hari, but Bhulinu Tumare, but I forgot you in pursuit of education, job, money, family. Another example is Amara Jivana Sada Paperata Nahiko Punera Lesha. My life, Amara Jivan Sada Paperata. I am always loyal to sinful activities. Nahiko Punera Lesha. There is not a trace of any punya, any sukriti in my life. This is like a shape, extreme lamentation, extreme guilt. So when we do something wrong, when we fall down from the standards of being a Gaudiya Vaishnava, we should come into this mood of Akshepa Bodhika Prarthana and we should pray with extreme lamentation. I am the most sinful person in ISKCON. I am the most sinful person anywhere. I am the most rascal disciple. How could I do this? And genuinely we should pray from the heart. So prayers is a science, my dear friends. And there are 10 types of prayers. So when we write our Vyasa Puja offerings, we can refer to this list and we can compose our prayers accordingly. Or we can simply repeat these different prayers that we discussed today from our Shastra. These are perfect prayers. So I wanted to share something about prayers, because prayers are very, very important. They are our communication with Shri Krishna and Guru Maharaj. And this chapter is being started with prayers also. So now, I stopped the broadcast. Can everybody see?
Yes, Prabhu.
So with this, I would like to stop. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And I would like to conclude by saying, my dear friends, 10 types of prayers we saw. And guess what? If you think about it, our Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a perfect prayer. It includes all these 10 types of prayer. You can apply Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra prayer in any of these 10 moods. You can chant it in just glorification of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Some prarthanatmik prayer. You can say it, I want Vrajvas, Hare Krishna. Or I want Navadvipas, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In extreme lamentation also, my heart is broken, I am so fallen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Like that, you know. So all these 10 bhav, all these 10 emotions, you can have while chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Therefore, it is Mahamantra. It is a perfect prayer. So thank you very much, dear devotees. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Jai. Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful, Prabhu. Very nice meditation. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु आदि गदाधर प्रभु जी कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम श्रील प्रभुपाद श्री गुरुदेव की जय प्रभु जी ऑल प्रेयर्स आई वांट ब्रज धाम आई वांट ब्रज राज आई वांट श्रीधाम वृंदावन धाम ओनली बाय द मर्सी ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड बाय द श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड बाय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र एंड ऑल कुंती महारानी प्रेयर्स through Maharaj prayers, all prayers Prabhuji touch to heart and especially all Siddham Vrindavan Dham, Vaishnav song book, Vaishnav song, Hari Hari Gauranga, Koti Koti Dhanvat, Pranam to your Siva. Each and every time you are saying that don't do Vaishnav Aparadh, don't do Vaishnav Aparadh, it's charge your battery, Koti Koti Dhanvat, Pranam, H.J. Adi Gadadhar Prabhu, thank you very much for all 10 prayers. Hare Krishna Hari Bor, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.
Hare Krishna Vrinda Govind Madari, thank you so much for your kind words. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very, very much, Prabhuji. Very, very nice, ecstatic, and giving us so much nice feelings to do different kinds of prayers. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. This is Komodiki Dasi from Baltimore.
Yes, Hare Krishna, Komodiki Mataji. We missed you. Where were you? Such a long time.
I was locked down in India, in Vrindavan. So then I had very good association there also. So it was wonderful. Nice.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And I was missing this association when I was there, and here also missing their association. It's both place was very, very nice.
Hare Krishna. Yes. So you're back in Baltimore now?
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Come sometimes and visit us.
Hare yes, Krishna. Definitely. I would like to. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Prabhuji, one question. So when you were talking about Siddha Deha Prarthana, which song was that? And who composed the song?
Narottam Das Thakur. Siddha Deha na?
Yeah,
Radha Krishna Pranamora Yugala Kishore. That is okay. Narottam Das Thakur.
Okay. Very nice. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Because I was just reminded of this pastime of Srinivas Acharya where he comes back with the remnants of the Tambula. So I thought maybe it's him. So that's why I asked. Okay. Thank you.
His friend Narottam Das Thakur wrote this.
Very nice.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very, very much, Prabhu, for wonderful, wonderful class and 10 types of prayers. I'm remembering there is in Nectar of Devotion, there is not this whole list of 10. It is less than 10. So wonderful, Prabhu. Thank you so much. And I have a question. Like I remember hearing from His Grace Dravida Prabhuji, that whenever we offer prayers, there should be at least some components in the prayers. Like, for example, initially, first one, the glorification of the Lord. And then, I'm forgetting completely, like, at least some component should be there. Because, like, in Queen Kunti prayer also, we see that she first glorifies Krishna according to his position. And then later, she presents her position and then she makes a request. Like, she
Yeah, there are three components. So whenever we compose a prayer, there should be ideally three components. Even in a Vyas Puja offering that we write, ideally there should be three components. So first is that samprarthana prarthana means prayer, where you just glorify the Lord. So you glorify the Lord or the spiritual master. Samprarthana, you're just glorifying them, praying to them. Second is swadhyanya bodhika component should be there, where you express your humility. How insignificant you are very great Krishna, you are very great Guru Maharaj, and I am very small, I am very fallen. You are very exalted, I am very fallen. So samprarthanatmik, first component is to glorify the Lord. Second is swa dainya bodhika, you are expressing your own dainyata, your own fallen nature, fallen condition. And then there should be some lalasa, there should be some either sadhaka deha lalasa or siddha deha lalasa. We should express some desire
to serve the Lord, either in the Sadhak Swarup or Siddha Swarup. These three components should be there. Or you can pray for Dham Vas, Shri Dham Vas Prarthana. So like that. So these three components should be there. So you glorify, you express your humility, and you express some lalasa, some spiritual desire. Is that okay, Kasturi Manjari Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you very, very much. And then one more question about these prayers, Prabhu. So like some of these, they're very, very exalted position. I may not be there, but is it okay to pray like that? Like, you know, I'm not there at all. I know I am not humble. I mean, but is it okay to cultivate such prayers which are at such an exalted level where I am not yet?
Siddha Deha Lalsa, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, like the ones which are very, very exalted prayers, like, you know, desiring for something that I'm too far away from.
No, see, we are chanting them anyway. Like every day in Tulsi Aarti, we are expressing our Siddha Deha Lalsa. Moraiya Vilasha Vilas Kunje Diyo Vas Nayana Heri Vosada Yugala Ruparashi. So you are expressing two prayers here. One is that Shridham Vas, that I want to stay in Vrindavan. Moraiya Vilash Vilas Kunje Diyo Vas. Give me residence in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. And what is your Lalsa? Siddha Deha Lalsa. In Siddha Deha, Nayana Heribo Sada Yugala Ruparashi. With my eyes, I always want to see Radha and Krishna. So anyway, we are saying these prayers every day in our morning program that Srila Prabhupada has given us. So we are discussing all this so that we can get a deeper understanding of what we are actually singing and chanting every day, so that we can do it with more feelings. So yes, it is okay to pray Tulsi Aarti and all these Vaishnava songbook, all the bhajans, including Radha Krishna Pranamora, Vrindavana Ramya Sthana. Yes, they are very sweet and we must sing them. Ami Jamuna Puline. That is also very nice.
Yes, Prabhu. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Very, very wonderful session. I wish we could hear more from you on these prayers in details. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, so I have one question and very nice bhajan session. I mean, it's not bhajan session, but you also sang some bhajans. So so my question is like, even if we chant, do we still need to can we still sing the bhajans that you sang all the time or no?
What is your good name?
Anshu.
Anshu?
Anshu, yes, Prabhu.
Anshu, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Very nice congregation in Baltimore. So, yes, Srila Prabhupada said that all these Vaishnava bhajans that we discussed, Gurudev, Kripa, Bindu, Diya, Ohe Vaishnava Thakura, Gauranga Bolite Habe, Radha Krishna Pranamora, all these bhajans that we sang today, that we discussed today, Srila Prabhupada writes in the Vaishnava songbook that all these Vaishnava bhajans are expansions from the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Prabhupada said that in one sense, they are non-different from Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's why I concluded by saying that all these 10 types of prayers are there in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And we can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with all these 10 different moods. So yes, you can chant these Vaishnava bhajans as much as you want, as much as you can. And you can also meditate on the meanings of these bhajans. And you can also chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. No problem.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Is that helpful?
Yeah. I know the Gurudev bhajan and Radha Krishna bhajan. So,
do you know Vrindavana Ramya Sthana?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is very good. I also like Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava. Daite, Rupa Goswami.
Yeah, I know that one also.
Isn't it very nice?
Yeah. She sings very nice, Prabhu. She sings bhajans very nicely.
Anshu.
She's a good singer.
She's an excellent.
Jai ho. Very good. So, are there any Bhakti Sangha YouTube videos of Anshu singing?
Yeah. Yes. Vinita Mataji, there are some on our YouTube channel, right?
Yes, Prabhuji,
they are there. So if you get time, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, can you send me one or two?
Sure, sure, Prabhuji, I will share with you.
I'll be happy to watch them. Thank you, Ashu.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Just a half second. Prabhu, you are so sincere and elevated soul. Please pray for all Bhakti Sangha, Mataji and Prabhuji and their families, that we get a taste of Bhakti and love of Srimati Radharani's and love for Srila Prabhupada like you, Prabhu. Pray for us, please. We are begging. Hum khola pathar ke bolte hain, humare liye pray karna, Prabhu. Hum sabko bhakti mile, aur Bhakti Sangha Mataji's, Prabhuji's, aur uske family ko sirf bhakti, bhakti, bhakti mile. Pray for us.
Hare Krishna. I humbly pray at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan, Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudarshan Chakra, Shri Shri Gaur Nitaya, who are our presiding deities here in New Panyati Dham, Atlanta, Georgia, that all the devotees of Bhakti Sangha Japa Group on all the forums, Bhagavatam class, Chaitanya Charitamrita class, Govinda, Damodar, Madhav groups, all the children groups, Mataji groups. There is, I think, a group for mothers who are expecting children also. So all these devotees, all the children, all the Matajis, all the Prabhujis, everyone connected with Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. My humble prayer at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan, Gaur Nitaya, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan, and Srimati Tulsi Maharani, who is always present adorning the altar. I pray at their lotus feet to bless each and every one of you, each and every one of you, with pure devotional service. Uttama Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti, Kevala Bhakti, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyana Vratam Anukulena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Ruttama. May you get pure devotional service. May you get Raganuga Bhakti, all of you, and make tremendous spiritual advancement. And may you always please Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Radha Krishna by all your devotional service through your body, mind, and words. Aham Hare Tava Padai Kamula Dasanu Daso Bhavitasmi Bhuya Manas Mare Tasu Pater Gunamste Grini Tava Karma Karo Tukaya. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very nice. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. I am very insignificant. But I pray for all of you. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you have some time?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. Thank you for your heartfelt prayers, Prabhuji, for all of us. Thank you so much. Thank you for this wonderful class. All these types of prayers, actually, they help us to know in which mood we should sing a particular bhajan. So thank you for sharing all this. And Prabhuji, I have heard about, there is a prayer at the lotus feet of Radharani. I had heard about this from Amarendra Prabhuji in one of the lectures, which is like Tavaivasmi, Najivami, Tvayavina. I keep saying that many times, often, whenever I feel that, I'm falling down because of my shortcomings, maybe because of the anger or something. So can you please explain or help me to know in which category this prayer comes under, which type is it?
This is, Siddha Deha Lalasamai Prarthana. One cannot become a kinkari, one cannot become a maid servant of Srimati Radharani in the present body. It has to be in the Manjari Swarup, and this prayer is by Raghunath Das Goswami.
Yes.
Who is Rati Manjari.
Yes.
So it's a prayer for Manjari Bhav, which is what is our aspiration. So this is a very, very beautiful prayer. There are many great devotees who repeatedly chant this prayer. So you should continue.
Thank you. Thank you for watching. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And there is another one, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More. So that is from Dainya Bhav. Is it from Dainya Bhav?
Swa Dainya Bodhika Prayer, I think. I have to look at the presentation. Okay. But yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay, Prabhu. Okay. Thank you so much. So Prabhuji, you talked about Balgovind Prabhuji in the beginning. He's a very, very wonderful preacher. We used to do Bhakti Shastri from him, but due to some reasons, we had to discontinue. But we really miss his association.
So he he's giving classes for ISKCON Atlanta every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, he's a very great devotee, and he's a grihastha now, and very nice. He's doing very nice. He's a Gurukul, 50 kilometers from Pune. And he has a very nice, strong morning program. They chant 32 rounds every day. Very strong program, Bhagavatam class. He's teaching Bhagavatam, Ramayana to the kids in the Gurukul. Yeah, and he started giving classes for ISKCON Atlanta around 3 months ago. And he continues to do so every Saturday 9 a.m. If you're interested, you tell me. I will send you the link.
Sure, Prabhuji. We are interested because we completely lost his association due to a few things happened and we had to discontinue our Bhakti Shastri with him. So I'm very happy to know this. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yes. He's a very great devotee. He's an asset to ISKCON.
Yes.
And yes.
Yeah. And Prabhuji, we love to hear from him, and we still have his videos on YouTube, so we listen to them. But it would be really wonderful to listen to him live.
Yes, and he's also doing ISKCON Disciple Course for ISKCON Atlanta, and he's doing it free of cost. So if anybody who has not done ISKCON Disciple Course, it's mandatory. Anybody who wants to do it, please reach out to me.
Some of my friends are interested in Prabhuji.
So Balgovind Prabhu and myself, we are offering it free of cost. So just reach out to me and we can facilitate that.
Oh, thank you so much. Wonderful to know, Prabhuji. Thank you for sharing all this.
Hare Krishna.
And like Kamodi Ki Mataji said, please visit Baltimore Prabhuji once. We would really love to hear from you in person. There are so many devotees in Baltimore who listen to you regularly. And we are very happy to know that you accepted our invitation to give a class in Baltimore Temple in October.
This coming October?
That's what we heard from Pradyumna Prabhuji.
On Zoom? Oh, yeah. I think.
Yes. From Baltimore Temple.
Yes. It didn't strike me. Yes, Pradyumna Prabhu reached out to me. Yes, I accepted. Yes.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Okay.
Thank you. What is your good name, Mataji?
I'm Vrinda from Baltimore.
Thank you, Vrinda Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. We have been praying for so many years, but we don't know just the science and prayers and the different levels of prayers. Prabhuji, I have a question. Not a question, just a little bit of clarification, Prabhuji. In mentioning the second prayer, you mentioned when we do get the taste on chanting, and you mentioned that you have to keep the humility, you have to keep it on, continue it, get deep into it, so you'll get the taste in chanting. Can you a little bit elaborate it, Prabhuji, so it will be helpful for me? I need to get the taste in chanting.
Yeah, just one thing before that. One Mataji before Vrinda Mataji. I just checked it. It is Swadhyanya Bodhatmik, the second type of prayer. Gauranga Karuna Karo, Dina Hinna Jane. So just wanted to clarify that. It is the second type. Regarding your point, Mataji. So yes, what I was saying is, as you look at the flow of Shikshashtakam prayers, in the second verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells us, in the first and second verse, he tells us the glories of the holy name. And then towards the end of the second verse, he says that I am so unfortunate, Durdaivi, that na anurag, I don't have any taste for this holy name, for Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And that is the, actually Mahaprabhu has the greatest taste. He is the holy name actually. He has the greatest taste, but in the mood of Radharani, but he's speaking for us. So we should get that mood that I don't have any taste, and therefore we should develop the Enya Bhav. Trinatapi Sunichena, Tarori Basahishtuna, Amanina Manadena, and then we will be able to do Kirtanya Sadahari. If we are humble, tolerant and respectful. That is the flow I was saying. Is that okay?
Yes, Prabhuji. So we are humble, we are humility, we carry that mood that I don't have the taste for chanting. and we keep on praying for it, actually we get it. So that's what you're trying to say, Prabhuji?
Yes, yes. Mahaprabhu is saying in the third verse that if we are humble, we are tolerant, we are respectful. So if we have the Dainya Bhav, we have Titiksha, and we are Adwesha Sarabhutanam. We are not envious toward others, we are not disrespectful to others. Then Kirtaniya Sadahari, then we will be able to chant the pure name always.
Okay, okay, that clears it, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, one more question. On the fourth prayer, Prabhuji, you said Viplavtika Prarthana, the deep pain of lamenting to God. It was lamentation. And also the last one, Prabhuji, Akshapesha Bodhika Prarthana, that too was lamenting. So what was the difference between that?
The tenth one, Akshapa, it is more severe lamentation.
Severe, okay. The level is degrees being higher, like degrees higher, yeah, degree yes. levels, okay.
Yes, correct.
Okay, yes. Okay, change in degree, okay, Prabhuji. Now I understood, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, because never knew there was signs of a prayer and there was a different levels. And also this one, Prabhuji, we're starting from the first level to the 10th level. As we proceed in years with devotion, we may naturally come across these levels, I guess, even if you are not aware of the signs of prayers. Like I'm guessing, I'm not sure, does it happen or what? I'm just trying to understand, Prabhuji. Even if I'm not aware there is a signs of prayers and there are different types, if we continuously prolong in our prayers and if we go through the devotion levels, do we naturally come across these levels?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartham Eka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budhiryastamaham Prapade. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives Vairagya Vidya. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya wrote this about Mahaprabhu. Vairagya Vidya, he gives us detachment from this world and he gives us knowledge. Vidya, knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So getting knowledge in Krishna consciousness is a natural sign of spiritual progress. And as we continue, as we read Nectar of Devotion, like Kasturi Manjari Mataji rightly pointed out, these prayers are also mentioned to some degree in Nectar of Devotion. So as we read Srila Prabhupada's books, slowly, slowly, we will understand. Slowly, slowly, we will understand these things. Yes, it will come. And even if we may not know the technicalities of these different terms and the how many types of prayers are there, 10 types, we may not understand the technical details. But if at least we have that mood, the mood that our acharyas are giving us, the Dainya Bhav, the Lalsamai Bhav, all those moods are there, then our prayers are successful. Then our prayers are successful. On the other hand, if years are going by in Krishna consciousness and we are reciting these prayers every day, we are reciting Guru Ashtakam prayer, we are reciting Tulsi Arti prayer. We are reciting some Prarthanatmik prayer. For example, Narsim Arti. That is also the first type of prayer, some Prarthanatmik. If we are doing all this, but we are not understanding the bhav, the mood, then spiritual progress will be very slow. Will be very slow. But if we try to understand the details, we try to understand the bhav, and we try to inculcate it, then spiritual progress will be swift. Because if we pay attention to detail, then Krishna also pays attention to us. So therefore, the love is in the details. The love is in the details. So you see, on Radhashtami, in all our ISKCON temples, we can just simply make Krishna wear some clothes, just throw a garland around his neck and patram pushpam phalam toham, enough. But you see how elaborate there is deity worship. The clothes are with transparent strings, they are tied as if they are flowing in the air. Then the turban is in a certain way. There's not just one peacock feather stuck with blue tack, but there's a decoration of peacock feathers. The flute is nicely decorated. Then gopi dots are drawn and Radha and Krishna's beautiful faces. So all these details, that is where the sign of love is. So love is in the details. So if we can try to understand what our acharyas have given us properly, then Srila Prabhupada will be pleased and spiritual advancement will be swifter. If we don't, we just do it mechanically without understanding, we will still make progress, but it will be very slow. It will be very slow. Is that okay?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji, that makes more sense. We have to do everything with knowing the inner details, so which makes us progress very fast. Yeah, that's That's a good understanding, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Because why I got the doubt is because while coming across Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have known that Haridas Thakur keeps on chanting all the time. So I was just trying to know if he's always chanting Mahamantra. He only chants Mahamantra all the time, so many rounds. So like, does he get into these moods or does he's not aware of it? He just keeps on chanting.
Yeah, see, that's what we discussed, that Hare Krishna Mahamantra is such a perfect prayer that we can chant it in all these 10 moods. So when Haridas Thakur is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he is definitely getting into all these moods.
All the levels.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. Yeah, yeah. So the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you can just chant with all these 10 moods. It is such a versatile, such a beautiful prayer. That's why it's Mahamantra.
Yes. Yeah. Now this helps me more, Prabhuji, because while chanting Mahamantra, I was telling I was not getting the taste. I'm lacking the taste. I'm a beginner. I'm not very much into it. So, but now when you explain this, it gives me more wide opening for me, because in any of the mood, I can use the mantra to use it like it. So, yeah, now it gives me more sense, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your session. All time your sessions give me more wide knowledge on many things. Thank you for your service, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Jai Sachinandana.
Jai Sachinandana Gaur Hari. Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Adhigadadar Prabhu. This is Ajay Govind Das here. May I ask a question?
Hare Krishna, Ajay Govind Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam.
For the very nice discourse, Prabhu, and sharing all the moods. I was thinking on that, the things you said, that we should try to imbibe those moods and, offer these prayers. We should try. But frankly speaking, about myself, I could not get that, Whenever I try to do that, many prayers of Narottam Das Thakur, we hear that, they are begging that, Krishna, I cannot chant your name when the tears will flow out of my eyes and things like that. So when His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, and he ended his pastimes here, and I was hearing to the JNLO Premadhana, I could feel that because I was experiencing, some separation. I don't know how much it was, but I could feel a little bit. But I don't think that I would ever get a chance in my life to experience such kind of separation from Krishna or the names of Krishna. So I can try to offer those prayers, but I'm not sure how do I get into that mode. So can you help me a little bit that, while I'm trying to be in that mood, how could I be feeling, a little bit of that mood to develop the relationship, which is very important, I think. If we don't have that, even trying will not help.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, Ajay Govind Prabhu, if you associate with me, for example, you will not feel nourished as far as your hobby of photography is concerned. Because the only photography I know is with my iPhone. I don't know the types of lenses, the types of cameras, nothing. But if you associate with other devotees, like who is Indranda Maharaja's photographer? Anand Vrindavan Prabhu?
Yeah.
Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, or there is Ajay Bhattacharya Prabhu. So if you are put in a room with them, naturally you will get excited and you will start talking about different lenses and different cameras and different contrasts and exposures and shutter speed and this and that, all those things. So we can develop these moods, we can develop taste, we can develop depth in our Krishna consciousness by associating with Rasika Vaishnavas, or associating with even Bhavuk Vaishnavas, by devotees who have those sentiments, devotees who have that fire in them. By associating with them, we also get inspired and we also start getting those sentiments. They are also infectious. So the key is to associate with devotees who have that lalasa, who have that dainya bhav, who like these different ashtakams, who like to recite these different prayers and get into that mood. So it is like that. Srila Prabhupada taught us that fake it till you make it. I don't know exactly what the quote is, but I've heard it from many devotees, that Prabhupada taught it like that.
I have heard in one class Prabhupada say, if you don't feel enthusiastic, you act as if you're enthusiastic, and slowly you will get enthusiasm. So similarly, if we read the meaning, what I have found personally helpful, Ajay Govind Prabhu, is that before reciting these bhajans, if we read the English translation, then I can understand, because I don't know Sanskrit, I don't know Bengali. Yeah. But if I read the meaning, then when I sing it, I can connect the words. Okay, gathiya malati malar. I am going to make a garland of malati flowers. Dibo dohar gale. And then I will put it not just on Radharani, but Krishna also. Like that. So when you know the meaning and when you sing it, then it goes deeper in your heart, in your consciousness. And slowly, slowly then those meanings, they reveal the bhav. From the meaning, the bhav comes. So like that, that's what I have found helpful in my life. And sometimes just meditating on these prayers, on the meaning of these prayers, like Gaur Aarti during Japa. Just visualize the Gaur Aarti during Japa as you're chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Mahaprabhu is sitting on a nice simhasan on the banks of Ganga. Nice breeze is blowing. Srivast Thakur is holding the umbrella. You know, like that. Different. Brahmaji is offering Aarti. Nityananda Prabhu is on the right. Gadadhar Pandit is on the left. So if you can visualize that and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then when you're singing Gaur Aarti next time, then it becomes very real. It becomes very real. Then you are thinking that, okay, Brahmaji is offering Aarti in Gaur Aarti. I am just his assistant. And Brahmaji happens to be our Sampradaya Acharya. We are the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So like that, and we can see the whole Parampara is standing and offering Aarti to Mahaprabhu. My Guru is there. Srila Bhaktichara Swami Maharaj is there. The dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who is there. Then Saraswati Thakur is there. Like that. And then the Gaur Aarti, experience of Gaur Aarti becomes very real. Very sweet. Very meaningful. Very deep. So that's what I have found in my practice, Prabhu. Is that okay, Ajay Govind Prabhu?
Yes, sure. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for that insight. I'll try to follow these things. Thank you so much for answering. And I would like to tell you that, you know, not only about the Shastras, but you know pretty much everything about the photography as well. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my Dhanavad Pranam. Thank you so much for once again this beautiful and scientific session, giving us the knowledge of prayers, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I will continue to do my chanting and prayers in one of the modes, Prabhuji. It is helping a lot, Prabhuji. And the last sentence, what you said is very, very practical. Fake it until you make it. So we have to fake it until I make it. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
So, devotees, if there are no more questions for Prabhuji, with Prabhuji's permission, with all your permission, I would like to end this call with paying my obeisances to Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha.
Vancha
kalpatarubhyascha. Krupa sindhu vaiva shiva. Dita nam pavanebhyo namo namaha.
Ananta
Koti Vaishnavrindi ki
jai. Mama Chari Shila Haridas Thakur ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Jai. Chaitamrita ki jai.
Jai.
Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji ki jai.
Jai.
Thank you so much.
All glories to all of
you. Thank you so much.
All glories to all of you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare
Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Shila.
Nervous. Thank you.